720 WGN. It is 3:50. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. You might recognize our next guest. He has been on the show in the past. I think the last time was in March when we were talking about the first pig kidney transplant. Dr. Satish Nadig is the director of Northwestern Medicine Comprehensive Transplant Center. You made some more news this week. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me again.
Well, it's intriguing to most of us because I think many women have, had a C-section and many are fully awake for that, so they can kind of relate. But having a kidney transplant while you're awake just seems so far-fetched to me. So when you say awake, your patient was awake, like he can hear you, he can look at you. Tell me what that's like.
Well, in one instance, a woman is giving life. In another instance, a patient is getting a new life, and they're able to witness both. It's pretty remarkable. So, honestly, full conversation. At one point, John, our patient, was wondering when the anesthesia was going to kick in, and I told him, we're halfway through sewing this kidney in. So he didn't feel a thing. We were just chatting the whole time. I told him that the kidney is going to make a lot of urine, and he's going to have to drink liquids and keep up with that urine output. I told him every step of the way what we were doing. He wanted to see the kidney before we put it in. I showed it to him. But beyond that, really, the fact is that he was breathing, talking, and everything on his own. We weren't doing that for him. And that's really a benefit for post-operative recovery as well, because all of those functions that he had up above the waist were his own. We weren't supporting them.
Wow. He's 28 years old. His name is John Nicholas, and he was experiencing kidney issues for over a decade. And was it related to Crohn's disease?
No, he was. He had a congenital abnormality that progressively worsened in his kidneys, and so that's what eventually led him to have renal failure.
Okay, so when I have been in the OR and they're like, you can open your eyes, like before they even put you under, I'm like, no. They're like, no, you can open your eyes. I'm like, no, I don't want to see the inside of this room. I don't want to participate. So is this dependent on the patient and how young they are, how open they are to undergoing a procedure while being awake?
Well, this is what John did, is broke the ceiling for the program that we are we're piloting and initiating, which is the accelerated surgery without general anesthesia and kidney transplant, or the AWAKE program. And what it does is it not only combines what's been done before. I mean, spinal anesthesia in renal transplantation has been tried before successfully, but what hasn't been done really is combining it with our advances in enhanced recovery, so minimizing opioid use. So he took zero narcotic pain medication for any pain control, did not have any pain. He was discharged the very next day. He was quick to eating. He was walking around. I mean, he was just recovered much faster. So who does it depend on? Well, it depends on somebody who, number one, is willing to go through with it. You're right. A lot of people, there are just as people have phobias of being awake, a lot of people have phobias of being put under as well. Mm-hmm. And so, it's a person that would want to be awake and want to have that experience, number one. But if you think about it, when we all go get our colonoscopies, we're sedated and we're awake through them too. So there's a lot of procedures that we do that we've actually normalized by being awake. Transplant's just not one of them. And so, and it also depends on if there are certain patients that this would really benefit. And so in those situations, we would really talk to them about the risks of general anesthesia for them may be actually worse if this could mitigate that. So people that have lung disease, for example, or people that are older that might have cognitive deficits from the general anesthesia. Not that general anesthesia is bad, but this could be a better alternative for them. And then ultimately, there's some people that just want it, and if they fit the criteria that we have for them, then we can potentially offer it to them too. And why are we doing this now? Well, it's a very young field. Transplant's only been around for 70 years. 2024 marks the 70th anniversary of transplantation as a field, and it wasn't until 1984 that Congress actually passed an National Organ Transplant Act, which legitimizes the field. So it's only happening now because we're really in the renaissance of transplant. That's why you're hearing so much about various things in the news.
Right. Dr. Sadish Nadig is with us, director of the Northwestern Medicine Comprehensive Transplant Center. You probably heard about the story about the 28-year-old patient who had a kidney transplant and was fully awake. We got a text message from someone who said that they had some fibroids removed and they too were awake. She said she had a major surgery to remove 8 large fibroid tumors, fully awake, only had an epidural. Heard the doctor say, oh, crap, when he ran into a problem. But all turned out well. And she found humor in that. So I would imagine when someone is under, you can speak more freely with your staff and your team in there. When they're awake, you probably have to, you know, be a little more cognizant of what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I don't think, yeah, I have to be careful. You know, you have to be careful what jokes you're going to tell. And nobody laughs at my jokes anyway, so that's okay. But, you know, it's funny. I listen to music in the operating room, and I'm from Irmo, South Carolina, so I listen to country music, which, you know, I get a lot of stares for. But I asked John, what does he want to listen to? And of course, he says he wants to listen to The Killers. But of all bands, you chose The Killers that you wanted to listen to. I'd prefer you chose something a little bit more, positive. That would be great.
That is fun. That is just it's fun that you can be jovial and so connected with the people whose life you are saving. That is work that most of us can't even imagine what the reward must be when you save someone's life. And is this the future, doctor? I mean, will we see more and more people having medical procedures fully awake when in the past they've been under anesthesia?
I think that it's part of the future. I think the future is challenging the status quo. I think we need to start thinking about what we're doing every day that is just dogma, and then asking, is it really necessary? Do patients need this, or can we do less, which is more for them? And I think that's where we're heading towards. And in transplant, where many other fields have surpassed us just because of their maturity.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're always a joy to talk to, and thanks for saving another life.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Dr. Sadish Nadig, who knew he was a country music fan. I love that. He's the director of Northwestern Medicine Comprehensive Transplant Center. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.